Hey, howdy and happy day. There's a woman running for mayor in Los Angeles, California. She's just another left-wing wacko. So many of them are running for that position, but she has come out with this one policy that she wants to bring in. That is, I want to cancel grilling barbecues for the backyard, and 75% of all people who live in LA enjoy barbecuing. She wants to cancel summer, and she says it's because we've had fires. Well, hold it, it's because you've had lightning strikes, faulty power lines and transformers, poorly managed forests, and arsonists have led to the most devastating fires ever, particularly last year. In the last few years, I guess it's been really bad. And she says, I got a cure for that. Let's cancel barbecues. There's not one reported incident of a fire that's caused harm to the neighborhood because of a barbecue. So, she's lit up maybe on her own. Her IQ is kind of the same as room temperature. Okay, now we being a whole bunch of people here recently about living and dying. It ain't about dying, it is about living, but we all get there eventually. So, are you going to be cremated? You're going to be buried. Most people want to be cremated. I want to be buried, and I came up with a kind of an interesting thing. I said, when I'm buried in the coffin, I want a Bible and a gun. I'm not sure where I'm going, so I want to be prepared for either place. I want to shoot my way out of hell, and I want a Bible to get it when I get into heaven. And just saying, get ready yourself, will you? Senators, finally, they're going to go without pay during shutdown. They need to now push this over to Congress as well. Every country should have this because what's happened, they have 60, 70, 80-day shutdowns. People don't get paid. They can't support their family. And the senators and the congressmen, it's their fault that they get paid. Senator John Kennedy is the one that stepped up and said, this isn't right. We shouldn't be being rewarded for not doing our job. And again, good for him. I can't say enough. He's kind of a fun guy to watch on YouTube. Texas hospitals, or children's hospitals now, have finally stepped up and said, okay, we got it. You've charged us. Here's a $10 million fine. And some doctors got fired and others got suspended. And they said, we won't transition children anymore. Little Johnny won't become Susie without the parents knowing, 9-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and so on. It's a horrible thing what they've been doing in Texas, and now it's not going to happen anymore. They're deranged child molesters is what they are. And that now, it's a detransition clinic. And that's one clinic that's open now, and there's more coming. Can you imagine that it's come to this, that you have to have a clinic and you have to pass laws to tell people that they can't do things like this? I mean, isn't that kind of common sense? You don't take a little child and say, would you like to be a boy this afternoon and come with me and I'll transition you? This is like Frankenstein stuff. But this is what they do. It's just amazing. It's totally amazing. Now, swinging over to business, it's come to this. Over to business, Donald Trump, he has his business interest in a trust, but boy, is that trust active. In 3 months, he did 3,600 transactions in the stock market. 3,600, upwards to $750 million were the values of the trades. Federal ethics people, of course, are saying there wasn't proper disclosure, but in fact, there was. And there's two sides to that, and you're bad and you're good. It would appear that he's done nothing bad. But he certainly would have provided early direction to the trust to say, hey, this is how I want you to play with my money. Can you imagine 3,600 transactions? I mean, I play the market a lot. 3,600? I don't think so. Hey, not for me at least. You all have a happy day. See ya.